Masechet Tamid Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet, after the menorah's lamps were taken care of, the gehalim, the coals, were brought into the hechal. Mishnah says, Misha zacha b'machta, the kohen who won the rights to do the shovel service for the ketoret, to bring the coals in the golden shovel to the hechal, sabar et hagehalim al gabei hamizbeach. He took those coals and he put them on top of the mizbeach, the inner mizbeach in the hechal, which was gold. Viridedan b'shulei hamachtan. He flattened those coals with the bottom of the shovel. He wanted to have the coals flat so that the spices of the ketoret wouldn't fall off of them. V'hishtahava v'yatza. And like the kohanim did before him, he then bowed down. And he went out of the hechal, and he took the empty shovel with him. Masechet Tamid Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel will now talk about how the spices of the ketoret were offered on the inner mizbeach. There were two kohanim who walked into the hechal. One of them was the one who was chosen to offer the ketoret, and he had one friend or family member there who he chose to help him as well. The kohanim are now standing inside of the hechal, right near the Mizbeach HaZahav. Mishnah says, Mishizacha baketoret hayanotel tabazech mitoch hakaf. The Kohen won the lottery to offer the ketoret. If we remember how we described earlier, he was carrying a spoon within a ladle. He was doing that because the spoon was very full of the spices, and if any of it fell, it would fall within the ladle. So he would carry both of these in. He uncovered the ladle, and he took the spoon full of the ketoret from within that ladle. He handed off the ladle and the cover to his friend who came with him to the hechal to help. This helper, this assistant, took the ladle and the cover and he put it down on the floor. And then the kohen handed the assistant the spoon of the ketoret. The friend, the assistant, then took the ketoret from the spoon and he poured it into the cupped hands of the kohen who won the lottery, and then he placed that empty spoon down on the floor. Nitpazed mimenu letocho notno lo behofnav. If some of the spices of the ketoret spilled from the spoon into the ladle, again, the purpose of that ladle was to catch any of the spices that fell, then the assistant would take those spices, pour it out onto the cupped hands of the main kohen who was about to offer the ketoret. They wanted to make sure that all of the spices, even the ones that fell into the ladle, were caught and handed over to the kohen to be offered onto the mizbeach. Then the assistant, he bowed down and he left the hechal and he took the ladle and the cover with him. Umlamedim oto, the kohanim who offered the ketoret previously, they would teach this kohen the right way to offer the ketoret. We know that the ketoret was only offered one time by people. They looked for someone new to offer the ketoret each and every time, because the ketoret made people wealthy, made them have a lot of money. The Torah promises them that type of beracha. So they wanted to spread the wealth, literally, to as many people as possible, so they'd give everybody a turn to offer the ketoret. So those kohanim who had experience would teach this kohen who was about to do his work. They would instruct him. They told him, be careful that when you're placing the ketoret onto the coals, don't do it directly in front of you. If you do it right near you, the coals that are right in front of you on the mizbeach, you may have a problem because those are going to be giving off heat. They're going to be burning. And when you put your hand over the coals, if you want to catch some of the ketoret spices that fell down, you're going to end up burning your arm. So when you're starting to put the ketoret, put it all the way towards the back. When you put it all the way towards the back, if some fell, it'll fall in front of you and you'll be able to gather it without having to burn your hands. Hitchil meraded v'yotzeh. So he started to arrange the spices of the ketoret onto the coals. When he finished, he bowed down, he picked up that empty spoon, and he left the hechal. The one who offered the ketoret wouldn't offer it onto the mizbeach until the memuneh, the head kohen on duty that day, would tell him, it's time to offer the ketoret. It's time. When the ketoret was being offered, nobody was allowed in the hechal, where the mizbeach hazahav is located, or the ulam, which is the entranceway right before you enter the hechal, or the area between the ulam and the outer mizbeach, the regular mizbeach that's in the azara. No one's allowed in that area when the ketoret was being offered. So the memuneh would first inspect that area to make sure that everybody was gone. And then when he left that area, he yelled in a very loud voice that the ketoret was now ready to be offered. Im haya kohen gadol, ha-memuneh omer ishi kohen gadol hekter. If the kohen gadol was the one who was offering the ketoret, the appointed kohen would do it in a more respectful manner. He wouldn't just say hekter, you know, time to offer the ketoret, but he would say, my master, the kohen gadol, offer the ketoret. Parshu ha'am, the people in the courtyard, they then left the area between the ulam, which is near the hechal, and the outer mizbeach, v'hektir, and then the kohen offered the ketoret, v'hishtahava v'yatza, then he bowed down, and he went out of the hechal, he took the empty spoon with him, like we described above.